So it's Scott Simmons of the Radio Real Estate Show, and I've got a geotech here on Salt Spring Island, and I'm going to ask him, what is a geotechnical engineer?
A geotechnical engineer is somebody that would come look at a property, for instance, a property on Mount Tuam or on the shoreline of Ganges Harbor. They could be having shoreline erosion issues or slope stability issues. The geotechnical engineer would come check for geohazards, assess the risk to the property, to people living on the property, to structures on the property. They would quantify the risk, prepare a report for the client, who could be the property owner or the potential property owner if it's a potential buyer. We also work with Islands Trust a lot, developing development permit area mapping as well.
So you're an engineer, so you went to university and you're an engineer, and then your specialty was geotechnical? Is that how it works?
Actually, I just took civil engineering, but a lot of our courses were covered under geotechnical engineering. So,
it's your specialty then?
It's not my specialty, but it was probably around 50% of what I did. So, but it's not, I just have a civil engineering degree, so...
And then you come out and look at their property and then assess it and say, okay, it's too steep, maybe or it's erosion problems, or it's on shale and it's too hazardous to build. So you tell people that sometimes. Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's a couple of roles that we may play. You know, it's different for every property that we come take a look at. On Salt Spring, most of the work we do is with geohazards and shoreline erosion. So you could have a rock fall problem. You know, your foundations could be too close to the crest of a foreshore slope, and you could be experiencing some movement, some disturbance to the foundations. We may, you know, provide a safe setback from the foreshore slope or from a rockfall area, or just state that maybe a property isn't safe for habitation because of rockfall problems or slope stability issues.
That would be the talus rocks that can come down off of a big cliff.
Exactly.
And that's what I tell people. If you see the big rock, chances are the building department will see it, and then they'll say, well, look, that rock came from somewhere. Nobody moved those rocks. It rolled from a hill, and it would be unsafe to build a house there.
Yeah, a lot of the time we'll get called in because a building inspector noted something during his inspections, and he doesn't have the particular expertise to assess the risk accurately. So they will state that the owner needs to contact a geotechnical engineer to come take a second look and take the risk, take the liability by preparing a report and making some statements about the property and whether it's safe for the proposed use or whether it's not safe for the proposed use.
And sometimes I've seen reports where geotechnical engineers have specified a wall, they could build a wall to protect the house from the rocks. Is that true?
Yes, oftentimes you can construct a berm, or maybe a concrete wall. A berm is often the cheapest. It's just a mound of soil that's going to absorb the rocks from tumbling down and impacting the house or the garage or whatever you have. But if you're limited on space, or you know you don't want a mound of soil on your property, then you could go with some sort of a wall. Another option is you physically remove the problem rocks, or you do some rock pinning. There's many options, and usually the option chosen is governed by economics. So the cheapest option is usually the one that's chosen.
People like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful day, and good luck with the report here.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Or Scott.
Let's do that one again. Okay, thanks, Scott.
Sure. Okay.